It's a year of change in Vermont politics, with the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all stepping aside. And a mainstay in the legislature is leaving, too. Bill Doyle began serving in the Vermont Senate in 1969 and is the longest-serving senator in the state's history. But the 90-year-old Republican lost his re-election bid this year. On November 30th, he withdrew his request for a recount and conceded the race. Doyle says he's seen activity in the State House become more political over the years.
The parties are more important in terms of scheduling and so on. And it was a little bit more informal before. I will say that what's very attractive is the camaraderie.
You've seen a lot of historic measures pass. What do you feel are the most important pieces of legislation that you've written and gotten passed are?
One is the campaign finance, which probably was the most interesting one. So we passed a bill that was a reasonable bill and with limits on what you could spend for office. So fights in both the House and Senate. And then went in the Supreme Court. This took place in Washington. The Chief Justice talked to our Attorney General and said, "Is Vermont corrupt?" And the Attorney General who represented Vermont said, "No." So the Supreme Court just said, what are you here for if it's not corrupt? I knew the case was over at that point.
Senator Doyle, one of the things that you are famous for is creating your town meeting day survey. Why did you craft that?
If you represent people, you should probably know something about them and know how they feel. And so I decided I would do the survey. And legislators are pleased to know how the constituents feel on a particular issue. There are usually 13 issues.
Will you continue doing the town meeting survey?
That's my plan.
You're also going to continue teaching at Johnson State College.
I really enjoy the job. I enjoy teaching. I've been given freedom by the college. The college is very open to professors who have ideas of what courses to teach. Well, I did a couple of unusual ones. One was in New England politics. So I took my class for 2 days to each New England state, meeting with the governors and leadership in all those states. But that was great for the students to get to know the political culture of all these different states. And on top of that, I reckon that 50 of my students have run for the legislature and at least 25 or 30 have won. In other words, you've gotten to know the process by traveling and knowing what in my classes, it's not unusual to invite governors and legislators and so on to my classes.
Senator Doyle, based on what you've seen of the election results in Vermont from November, what do you anticipate from the legislature and the administration in the upcoming session?
Well, I think the major, most conservative budget, and that's what the governor was of concern for Governor Scott had ran. Don't spend more than you take in. I'm not a member of the legislature this year, but because you'll see an ethics bill. I mean, that's my assessment. Vermont will pass an ethics bill.
Senator Doyle will lead a 2-week course at the beginning of the next session, during which his Johnson State College students must sit in on committee meetings and report daily on the proceedings. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.